So what a ride. What a ride that's been.
Fun one.
Yeah.
I'm very surprised it lasted as long as it did.
That's the biggest thing with me. Like when we first came up with the idea, like, okay, let's do a horde night every night, make it a competition and see how long it can go. Mm-hmm. I think we're all thinking 12 episodes, probably no more than
somewhere
that.
Somewhere in there.
There's no way. No way it could go more than 12, 13, 14 episodes.
Congratulations officially.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Good job, Abster. Nobody saw that coming. What a twist.
Right?
It sunk into me how long this has been going because I was cleaning out the Google Drive the other day.
Yeah.
And I was looking at how, like, we have recordings back in, like, last summer.
It's kind of nuts.
Yeah. No, this series is way longer. It'll be a badass supercut.
Yeah. it'll be a little redundant.
Yeah, no, that's what we learned with doing this one. It's like, okay, man, sometimes, it's just we got to figure out a different way to do the next Horde Night Every Night series where we're going to add in.
It's the cards, man.
We got to add a twist. Yeah, and that's kind of what we've been talking about on the stream is this idea. And I like the title. It was like, what, 7 cards to die? And we got to figure everything out.
Yeah, but there's some details to figure out, but it's definitely like a card-based, you know, whether some can be used during the day. We all have a certain amount of cards.
You have to play X amount of cards, you know, maybe or one card per every night. Day.
We got to figure out
something
those
to shake
logistics.
It up and something to help us screw over each other and have a lot of fun. Like, that's what the next series needs. What
you got? 7 days to die. Deal with it.
Deal with it.
Deal with it. You get dealt a card.
Yes, I like that.
Oh, man.
Deal with it.
That makes me happy.
Now, some of the card ideas were what?
I mean, listen, it depends on how we're going to structure it. So, like, the first thought I had was, and we've changed it since this first thought, was a case of where you get dealt a card for the day and one for the night. Like, it's a random card that affects your day or your night.
From a deck.
So you're thinking a lot of cards. I was thinking you had like just a couple.
So,
well, this was his original idea. It was the keep original. On going because I want to wrap my head around
it. It's like
that.
You ignored what I just said. All right. And then we evolved into the idea of having like, okay, you've got maybe 7 that you can choose from at any point, but maybe still have to use one. But something might be like maybe that horde night, you can't use firearms.
Right. Or electricity.
Yeah. Or during the day, I don't know. Like, the ideas are endless.
I like
or they can be.
Switch bases with me.
Switch bases.
Yeah, that's a fun. Yeah, that could be a fun idea.
You
for
got
a card.
Trash base. Like,
you
right
got
here.
To swap bases.
Yeah.
If you have that and you can play that whenever you want to, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. So were you also, because I know that, again, this was talked about in a few different ways, there could be 7 cards that, you know, everyone's drawing from one at a time, or is it everyone gets dealt 7 cards?
No, you have your own hand.
Perfect. Okay.
Yeah, so 7 cards out of the gate, you would have your own hand, that you have these cards that you can play whenever you want to.
And that being said, obviously then, yeah, you got to figure
it
out.
It might be interesting if you don't get dealt another 7 cards until you've used all 7 of the first.
Ooh, so
it's
really
like you might have a shit one in there.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That you don't want to use.
One that penalizes you.
Right, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, that could
but
be.
But you want to use it just to get it over with. It's like, I got to
use
it.
Yeah, what
it
night
so I can
do you
get
use it?
7.
Like, yeah. Ooh. Oh, man.
If it's an easy night, yeah, use a crap card.
And the order of which we decide to use them is going to affect probably maybe our decision in some way. Like if, say, Simon plays a particular card, we're going to have to randomize that order, too, when we play them. Because if I hear Simon use this card that does this and that, that might be the best time for me to use this card.
Yeah, and you should. You're just like, okay, that player played that card, and you go, okay, my reaction is like, well, fuck you, I'm going to play this card.
So the order of card playing.
You lay them down all at the same time. Boom. Well,
or there's that.
I'm playing them all.
No, I think that is
like
true.
Like every person lays down.
A better way to do it is to say you choose it, and then now you're going to flip it over so you don't get to play that.
There's that too.
Yeah.
Man.
So yeah, there's 10 ways to do this.
There are. And what's the most fun?
Yeah, I don't know. That's what
we're
going to
learn
discuss.
A lot here. I'm going to figure it out. I've got a lot of work to do here. When we brought it up on streams, I remember the first time it ever came up. It might have been the first time it popped in my head. The amount of ideas that came in the chat.
Oh, yeah. It was great ideas. Great
astounding.
Ideas
I wrote down none of them. You know what I mean? I
wasn't going to find that
well,
stream.
There was,
right.
Who was the person that was...
I mean, everyone was contributing.
I know, there wasn't a lot in the comments, but I'm talking, there was someone that was...
That was donating to make their ideas?
Yes, and actually, a lot of them were very good.
there were some good ones, and they don't stop. I forget who that was, and my apologies, but yeah, some of them, they're doing a lot of the wordplay stuff, which is great, because you picture a card, and like, oh, there's this, you got that card, and got a little...
Because when you're switching, like, because switching bases is a really good one, and obviously it's a super powerful one. Like, if I know that I've been dealt this hand, then it's a really good... idea. I could say, okay, like, I'm not going to have a good base for a while because I know I'm going to switch with somebody. And if it is one death and not three, that's an easy way to get somebody killed.
I wonder if there should be multiple switch base cards, because that could be fun if, like, you know, all right, I'm going to switch base. All right, boom, base
card
switches.
There can't be just one of those.
Someone can just say, all right, fine, you just switch with me. I'm going to switch with Dora. You know?
Or I'm going to switch back. You could just do that whole thing, right?
Screw it. I'll switch. Yeah, it's like playing Uno. It's like, exactly. All right, well, screw you.
Mm-hmm. And maybe there's a card that one that you can choose who you switch bases with, or another that's randomized.
But you'd always want to go last.
What? Would,
just for laying down cards.
Oh, of course. You're right. But that's so kind of the fun of the...
There should be a rotation that you have to maybe stick to. I don't know.
But if we like spun a wheel that showed the order, like however we reveal the order each night, it's like another little mini game within the...
That's true. Would spin last every time.
I know.
Luckiest man I've ever met.
No, of course. It would work his way. We know how this goes.
So spinning a wheel is a very
or
easy
whatever
way
that
it.
Randomizes it
every
night.
Yeah.
It's just another little layer to the game. Because, you know, there's going to be a lot of shit.
And that's
got to
go
first.
And that's the thing, too. Well, your original idea was one during the day and one at night. And now you go, okay, well, if we're doing, everyone gets seven.
I thought it'd be nice if something did affect your day in some way.
I feel like you might get too cardy with it. I don't think you should be over-carded.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. I mean, the simplicity of like, we all have seven cards and we can play them when we want to play them.
And like the day cards, I didn't picture as many as... what the night cards would be. Like day cards would potentially be
on
you
foot.
You can't use your vehicle today.
Right.
Mm. Or
very simple.
You can't go to the traders.
Yeah, melee weapons only.
No trader day.
Yeah. No trader, right.
No, so is that card that you can play on other people? So if I get no trader card, that's something I could play on one of you
guys. It's a perfect example of how you can have two versions of that card.
Right.
Right.
One where you affect someone else
by
playing it. And
That's why we need to figure out how many cards there are. You're going to need to have, obviously there's going to be doubles and stuff too, but you want to deal everything out and then still have a good, 25 cards kind of left over.
The base of the game to be there. You want to see who's building a base.
Yeah.
What's their strategy?
You don't want to. If you're switching bases, that's a huge effect.
But I just assume this, but switch to base was just for that Horde Knight. And then you went back
right.
to your house.
Right, it was just
horde.
That Horde Knight.
Yeah. So I'm going to switch bases with
it
you
only affects
this
that
Horde Knight.
Yeah.
Right.
Then you go back to your house.
Yes.
Right, but if it's been shitty hordes and one person has a horrible horde base.
And what if you switch, so they're in your base, and they just kind of refuse to fight, and they just move all over your base and let it get
destroyed. Whatever happens.
But they survive,
yeah,
and then you
the
come
thing.
Back the next day to that horrible base.
See, that's what makes it exciting. It's like, we can really, like, I'm going to mess up Dora's world today.
Yeah, you could be in Simon's base and be destroying his base.
Just chopping it up.
But you can't do that.
That might be
but
a
you
rule,
can't,
like,
you
we can't do
I
it.
I don't know.
But
if you
can't do
but
it.
If you can lure the zombies in.
Yeah, you can lure the zombies in, have the zombies do all the work.
Yeah,
exactly.
You
can't
fair.
Do it.
That's fair. The only way to do it.
I mean, that's the thing. You still don't want to die.
Oops,
no, of course.
I dropped down
it's a risk you're taking.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that could work. Oops, yeah.
What do you guys think? Okay, so when you're out there, you guys hearing this idea, those who haven't and those who have, if you have any ideas, throw them down there in the comments because...
Yeah.
Man, there's a lot of room for, for
suggestions. And we don't know when the next competition's going to be.
It might be a few months.
Right.
But
might
do
be a while.
Right.
Well, we also, we might do a new run of Darkness Falls before we even jump into another competition.
Yeah.
Hopefully. I think that's the plan.
Well, because we want to keep 7 days going on the channel.
Oh, yeah. We love
regardless
7 days.
Regardless of
what
it is.
Yeah. I want to play 7 days every week.
And
one of my favorite games.
And Alpha 21 is what's out right now?
Yeah.
Yeah. And Alpha 20. Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, we want to start a new series of, doing Darkness Falls again, but we, one, want to wait until Alpha 22's out, and then also potentially wait until Kane, has updated it. So we don't know.
All we got to do is record one or two episodes in 21, and 22 will drop.
It's true. That's all.
So maybe we should just get started.
Yeah.
That's right. How it happens. Even with, like, I don't know if you guys wanted to play Scorched Earth, but yeah, as soon as we started our Ark series, they dropped a new map.
No, yeah, I didn't want to play Scorched
no,
Earth.
No, fine. None of those did.
And yeah. Right now, it looks like Fun Pimps are saying, I mean, it just says Alpha 22 is going to be 2024. So that doesn't help.
No, yeah.
You know, but it also looks like, the big change in that is the armors and the
character models.
The character That's models the is change. A huge one. Yeah. It doesn't look like they're going with the bandits on this alpha.
Yeah. We could be playing, you know, from what I understand. I think I've been told by Kane and maybe even somebody else that we could just be trying to volunteer to test it.
Yeah, but cool we can't really record it and show that.
No, but at least we'd be able to know what we're talking about instead of speculating, even though we might not be able to talk about it. It would be nice to know, wouldn't it? It's also nice to be surprised, too.
Illegal. Yeah, I want to be surprised.
Sounds like insider trading.
It does.
Well, you know, I mean, we've played things before the people. It's weird that we don't even try to do it in 7 days. Right? It is a little bit weird. You can agree with me for once.
Yeah, I don't want to play a test version.
I missed what you were talking about at first.
Yeah, we have the opportunity to probably be testing the betas here.
Oh, right.
Like Kane does, I believe.
Well, ask him.
Yeah, ask him.
Well, I'm not going to ask him. I was talking to you about, I'm surprised we don't do it. That's all.
Kane's probably having some hardcore Neebs Gaming withdrawals from us, you know, just...
I know.
Yeah, cut him off, really.
We haven't
I talked to him
called.
On occasion. He'll pop in my Discord.
Okay, then never mind. He's getting his drip.
He's doing good. He's dealing with his kitties.
Yeah.
Just Kane and his cats.
We get to see him in August.
Yes, he'll be at the live show.
That's going to be great.
Kane with his cats makes me think of cute cat videos and memes that I watch on my laptop, which makes me think of clicking on this link that shows me even more cute cat videos and memes. And then bam! My online identity's been stolen, all because of cute cats.
That's why we all need NordVPN.
Of course, because NordVPN protects your online data with top-tier encryption, setting your mind at ease. Because NordVPN hides your digital location and prevents online trackers from following you. NordVPN also blocks intrusive ads, malicious websites, and malware during downloads. So level up your network security with NordVPN. Look at it like this. Your home is safer when you keep the door locked. So why wouldn't you want to lock up your personal online data? Also, network security improves network performance. And who doesn't want that? So go to nordvpn.com/Neebs and get 4 extra months with a 2-year plan. And try it risk-free now with a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's a 2-year plan plus 4 extra months just by going to nordvpn.com/Neebs. Thank you, NordVPN.
Did y'all hear the news about my Duolingo?
No.
No.
Oh, I figured everyone was talking about it.
Nobody was.
3,000 days. 3,000-day streak.
That's a pretty big streak.
Where was that? Where'd that news come up?
I didn't know if it was Wall Street Journal or Facebook.
Or your mouth.
Twitter. That's big.
3,000 days is no fucking joke.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I got to see Neebs use a little bit of his Duolingo learning last week.
Where?
We had a waitress at the Mexican restaurant.
Okay.
And Neebs was trying to order pulled chicken.
Yeah.
And she was not getting it. Like, what do you mean
pulled? She wasn't. Pulled, I don't know the word for pulled chicken.
Yeah.
In Spanish. But it wasn't just me, right? She wasn't understanding what I was saying.
No, not at all.
And I was like, because I hate to switch to Spanish on someone.
Why?
If they speak English.
Okay.
I think it could maybe be insulting. Like, wait, is my English not good enough? You know?
Maybe you should just learn I mean, you know how to say it, but like, do you mind if I practice my Spanish? Just say that.
That'd be a great, because you're doing horribly right now.
I mean, whatever the case is.
I think she would have known, but yeah.
No, she seemed surprised though. Like once you started speaking, she was like, oh, you speak a little Spanish.
Yep. But I got to learn the word pulled chicken. And you know what? These Spanish people, they got to get their act together.
Oh, boy.
Because every single country has different words for, like, I know we have different words, some from England.
We're very confused.
And Australia.
Sure.
But not like these people.
Really?
Like, I feel like everything they disagree on. Socks are media, socks are calcetines, you know, like, almost anything you bring up, like, no, well, it depends on which country. And there's, like, a bunch of them. There's there's only a handful of English speakers.
They need
countries.
You just got to accept it across the board and be like, oh, yeah, it's from that country. Right. We'll accept that as
but
well.
But when you're trying to learn,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's gonna be frustrating.
And you don't live in a like if I just lived in Argentina and I just focused on that, but I'm like learning Spanish from everybody all around the world.
Right.
They just got to accept what they're getting out of your mouth.
You know? They're getting a mutt.
Yeah.
But I could say pulled chicken from Argentina, and she's from wherever, Mexico, and she's like, I don't know what you're saying.
Did you try speaking in English?
Many, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We started with that.
Started with English.
She started saying, can I pull chicken? And she went, what?
¿Cómo?
Then barbecue chicken? Like, nothing. She was like, she didn't understand. Because normally just regular grilled chicken comes with that.
There was, like, no response. No, she just
said, pulled chicken. Gotcha. Yeah.
And I was even doing, like a pulling motion.
How'd that work? That
worked. She had no clue.
Yeah, I don't know.
Pulling this chicken.
Yeah.
Just looking at him, I wish like, you guys could see this pulling motion.
Yep.
Yeah, but nobody heard about the 3,000 days and congrats.
Well, folks, and if you haven't heard the news already, 3,000 days.
That's
not fluent yet.
It's no joke.
It's very hard to learn a language when you don't have someone in your life teaching you.
When you're not immersed in it.
Yeah. Like even if you just had a Spanish-speaking parent that you could converse with every day. Even if as an adult you didn't learn it and you went, all right, let's spend 2 hours speaking Spanish. That'd be a huge help.
Man, I got a buddy downtown. When he's drunk, he'll start speaking in Russian.
Oh, yeah?
To you?
Yeah, to just anyone, man. Like, he's such a nut when he starts kind of, like, getting pass-outy, you know?
It's time.
Like, he just thinks, like, time to start busting out my Russian.
Nobody can communicate with him. You just kind of know exactly where he's at.
Yeah, that's an odd thing to bust out. Like,
it is.
I'm getting drunk. Time to switch to Russian.
He can speak a few languages.
He's hammered, though.
Like, man, he's something. Yeah. It's just funny. Like, who are you talking to, dude?
Yeah. I have a lot of Neve's Gaming community on Duolingo. Like, I see their comments.
Oh, it's awesome.
Like, there'll be people like, hey, 3,000 days, celebrated, whatever.
Yeah,
all fun.
You got, like, friend, partner, quest, where you and, like, Sledge Monkey and I are doing right now. Where he's doing lessons and I'm doing lessons, and once we hit our goal, we get like, whatever, Duolingo currency or
something. That's really smart of Duolingo to do, to like add that incentive and that fun, you know, community
side.
Yeah,
gamify it. It's fun. How much Duolingo currency do you currently have, and what can you spend it on?
Oh, you know me. When it
I know,
comes
yeah,
to
you
apps,
never spend this shit.
I'm always loaded.
Right.
It's Camel Cash.
So,
I actually spent some Chick-fil-A
like
points
Steam
the other day.
It's Cash where you can get really cool stuff from Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I spend it all the time.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
I can't keep it in my wallet.
Well, listen, when I start...
Burning that hole.
The fuck, man.
When I started Duolingo, I mean, this was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah. Like, they didn't really have this worked out yet. I was making money. I was like, what do I spend this on?
Right.
I've already got all the jackets for my
years,
owl.
Right?
Huh?
Yeah,
it's probably 8 years is the math. Pretty close.
I got 38,439 gems or whatever it is.
Can't do shit
with. What can you buy with that?
Well, you do these like timed lessons, and sometimes you run out of time. It's like, ah, crap. But I had a few more seconds. Then it'll extend your time.
Oh, so you can use the gems.
It's not necessary.
Right.
So you could like pretend that you did better than you did.
To get XP points to whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
If you care about that stuff. I don't care about
you
it.
Don't care.
Yeah, we're gamers. Of course we do.
Yeah.
No,
but also,
speaking to an audience that.
Also, when you like.
They understand.
When you make mistakes on lessons, you like lose a heart. If you lose 5 hearts, you're not like able to, I don't know. Do certain lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
you can
they've
buy,
gamified it.
You can buy your hearts back. I wouldn't recommend just using Duolingo to learn a language. You got to have audio lessons and hopefully it's someone to speak to.
But it's a nice little foundation. To get you, just, I don't know, a little bit more confident in the core of the language.
In a way to do it every day, because if I don't have a chance to listen to a lesson or talk with someone, I can just go, okay, let me just spend a couple minutes doing this.
Have you signed on to this Duolingo thing just because you don't want to stop doing it? Or would you transfer power over to another app?
If I was fluent, I would stop.
Okay, well, that's probably not going to happen.
Okay.
It might happen if you get immersed in it, but... Would you ever dump Duolingo for another app?
Oh, the streak? Would that be important to me?
Yeah. Because like, I could see you being like, I want to stick with this because I've done it for so long. How could I stop? But you could stop if you find another app that you think works better.
Yeah.
And like you said, are you still gleaming knowledge from it?
My gleaming knowledge?
Yeah.
I've never used gleaming like that.
Okay, are you still gaining knowledge from it?
Gleaming? Anyone else?
Yeah, listen.
Gleaming the cube.
So we're gleaming.
That's an 80s reference.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I'm still learning new things, new ways to conjugate verbs I don't know before.
You learned gleaming today.
Yeah.
In never going to use that. Imagine there's probably like 10 different ways to say gleaming.
Yeah.
I figured gleaming was like, man, that person's gleaming. They just had some chicken piccata.
Maybe I'm making up a word, but I feel like I'm going to look it up now.
You're probably right.
Because I feel like I've used gleaming.
You grew up around educated people.
Is it gleaming or gleaming? No, I did not. Gleaming the Cube was like a reference to like skate. That was a skate
movie. I never knew what
that
meant.
I don't think it means you're gaining the cube.
I don't think so.
I never knew.
It was a really weird title.
Gleaming to me means like exhilarated kind of or...
Yeah.
Like something positive, full of energy,
but like, yeah,
happiness.
That movie title.
I'm saying gleaming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Glean.
Gleaning.
Gleaning is what I meant to say.
Yeah. Do we need that word?
Gleaning knowledge.
Do we need that?
What is
gleaning? I don't even think gleaning is the word. I think it's just glean. You glean knowledge.
We have
absorb knowledge.
We can go ahead and cut that word out of
the. Go ahead and erase that one.
Right. Yeah.
It is not necessary.
There's a lot.
We've already covered
unnecessary words.
What that word means.
Yeah.
Look, the gleaming of a smooth surface is a surface that's reflecting light, typically because it's a very
glowing.
Clean or polished, like a bowling ball.
Yeah.
What did Ada say the other day? She used a word that was so fucking out of control. And she's like, well, what else am I going to say? And it was just like, we just said the whatever the common word was that very easily replaced it.
Because I think you said, all of us were like, what does that mean? And she said the other word, and we're like, okay, well, that word.
Yeah, you could have used that.
That's fine. Let's use that one, one that everyone knows.
Right, because not anyone got what
no
you
one remembers
said.
What word it was?
Not one person.
I don't remember.
I feel like we were rolling. Like, it's probably on...
Yeah, it might exist.
On some audio somewhere in between scenes.
And then she does listen to the show, so maybe she'll remind us.
Yeah, it was funny. I'd love to have that clip.
Yeah,
kind of.
Watch everybody know the word except for just the people in this room.
Probably, yeah.
Well, one thing I do know is that the number one powdered hydration brand in America is Liquid IV.
He won't shut up about it.
Why would I? It's my go-to. If I know I haven't been drinking enough water that day, bam, I grab it. I know if I'm having some alcoholic drinks that night, I make sure I hydrate myself more because that's just going to help me the next day. So I grab it. A single stick of Liquid IV makes ordinary hydration extraordinary. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness. I mean, I feel like I'm doing myself a favor every time I use Liquid IV. And they've got sugar-free flavors, too. They've got white peach, green grape, strawberry lemonade, lemon lime. Come on. You got choices. And it's easier than ever to stay hydrated while traveling. You got those little packs there. You just rip the top off, pour it in a cup, and move on, baby. And with a zero sugar hydration solution with no artificial sweeteners and clinically tested to hydrate more than water alone. So turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV and get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com. and use code NEEBS at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code NEEBS at liquidiv.com.
I met Bert Kreischer last night.
Oh,
who's
did ya?
I met him.
Yeah. Where was he at?
Is that the shirtless comic?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Tom Segura's boy.
Where'd you meet him?
Well, I took my... Because last night just felt amazing. It was a nice... subtle.
Oh yeah, weather was beautiful.
It was it was perfect, and beautiful. I was like, I jumped on my bike and I went downtown and met up with Bobby and some friends and stuff like that.
And he had a show in town.
He performed at Dead Crow Comedy on Tuesday night, sold out like immediately. Right,
they were getting some like he can draw a huge crowd.
Huge crowd.
That's a small place.
It didn't even make sense that he snuck it in for whatever reason.
I think Estecchia tried to get tickets and they were immediately sold out.
Yeah, we were both looking for him and like it did crash the site, so I was like gave up on that shit. But I was biking past Dead Crow and they've got like nice big windows in the front and I just looked in, there's Bert Kreischer at the bar, and then I saw like there was probably 3 or 4 people around him.
No shit.
Yeah, so I was like, well, I'm going to go in and get a drink. You know what I mean? Drink on my way. And he looked like just exhausted. And I guess he had stayed and was watching improv night there. You know what I mean? Bus was parked out front. And he was just, I don't know, for whatever reason, had that little break in his tour, had another night. I guess he was wandering around downtown yesterday, went to like Barbary Coast and stuff like that. But I said, hey, I missed your show. Good to meet you. My dad's name was Bert. That's all I got for you. That was also very nice. He seemed sweet. He was really nice with the peeps and stuff. But yeah, that was it.
That's good.
Got to meet him. Didn't get to see him. But yeah, Tom Segura is like clearly the He's a funny one.
And I see. Personally, listen, I like them both.
I do,
but
too.
I really like listening to him talk. Like I
do too.
With their podcast. Like
their podcast's good.
I see clips of that all the time because it knows what to feed me. Because mm-hmm. if I stop and see him, and I also love his Tom Segura's wife.
Yeah, she's great something. Too. She's
so
a sass.
I see, yeah, she's got her like something mom's podcast or whatever, but she's a great stand-up
she's pretty
comedian.
Funny. Mm-hmm.
Like I've seen one. Oh, I think she only has one special. It's really funny, but you gotta like her, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, yeah, I'm a big fan of Bert.
Yeah,
you know, and I thought that he did a really good. Like he had a show like up in the cabin or something.
Yeah, I love that. I like
it's
that
a
show.
Really good show.
I thought
like,
so.
Yeah, and I respect for the movie.
Yeah,
that the Russian movie thing. That I mean, it was to me, it wasn't like a fucking phenomenal movie, but it was.
Yeah, I didn't
it was
watch
a,
that.
It was fun.
Yeah,
it was a fun ride, all done on a stand-up bit that I thought was a really funny story.
Yeah,
that apparently he sold it. The way he sold that was. He had a meeting with whatever fucking movie studio, and he had three ideas, and the guy behind it, you know, whatever the executive was like, all right, well, I want to do one of them, you know, so you pick one, because we can only do one, so which one yeah. do you want to do the most? And he goes, well, I don't want to do any of these, and he's like, which one do you want to do? And he goes, well, the one I want to do is about the Russian mafia, but I'm pretty sure if I made the movie that they would hunt me down and kill me, and he goes, sold.
Yeah,
and he's like, what? He's like, that's the movie I want to make. He's like, you want to make that movie? Let's do it. And that's how that movie was made.
The
Machine.
What's the movie called?
The Machine.
The Machine.
The Machine. Okay.
Yeah, it's a story about him going to like Russia, I don't know, whether it was a school trip or wherever, however it was. And then somehow he got like involved in this like wild story that involved the Russian mafia.
All right, fun.
And it's like you can find, I don't know how much of the stand-up special
I haven't
about
heard
that but
bit
it's named
while,
the
yeah.
machine
all right interesting
yeah Let's and he's been up. Telling the story for years
long time
yeah
all right yeah. I might watch it I probably won't
yeah
yeah okay. but I
don't
he's
watch
likeable.
A lot of stuff
yeah I think he's a likable dude
yeah
anyway so that's interesting it's fun that we get good music acts and yeah. comedians
yeah.
in this
yeah.
little fucking town
because sure. last year we saw Tig Notaro at Dead Crow. And now I think that a lot of stuff she was doing then is on her new special on Amazon or whatever.
Did that just drop?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gotcha. I got to check that out. That's yeah. fun. Like when we saw Bargatze.
Yeah.
You knew that stuff was going to be on his next special.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah, it's always kind of fun to, I don't know, see how it's evolved maybe.
Comedians like to run stuff by us first.
They yep. do.
Right.
They do.
Speaking of Amazon, looks like they got a new hit.
What?
Fallout.
Oh, I heard. I didn't watch it, though. Yeah. You guys were enjoying it.
I've watched, yeah, I watched two, it came out last night when we were recording this. I watched two episodes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's fun.
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to do a Fallout show, it's a pretty good way to do it. Very
like
true
the
to the
style.
Game. Yeah. Exactly. The style's the game. I was like, damn, they stayed so fucking true to the game. It's pretty fucking awesome.
All right.
I'm watching these series. Like, I've never played, what was the last series with Pascal?
The
Last of Us.
Yeah,
Last of Us.
I never really played that game.
Yeah,
so I just got to watch it as a movie.
Yeah,
and Fallout, I've never really
spent
never much time
it.
On that either.
Right.
Yeah. So it's all just a new story to me.
To me, watching the show, I had the same feeling that I have in the game, where I'm just like, all right, let's get out of the vault, right? We can leave the vault
Not
now.
Yet.
Oh, we got to stay in the vault. We're doing the marriage thing. Okay, cool. Can we leave the vault?
You didn't even want to give it an episode.
No.
Like, I don't know
Should
the vault.
Should have opened with you. Open in the vault. That's scene one.
I need to know what's going on. I don't know the story
no,
of Fallout.
See,
I enjoyed it.
That's the thing. It's the thing in the game, too. It's like you spend the first maybe 2 hours in the vault getting to know everybody and getting the story rolling.
Right.
And I'm always just like, oh, I just want to, I want nothing more
here.
Than to get out into the open world and explore and see what's out there
get
because
the
that's where the interesting shit is. Yeah.
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 But well, yeah, and then once she's out of the vault, I'm like, all right, now I'm in. This is a fun show now.
Do you play as a Simon?
No,
as a female character in
you
the
can.
Game.
It's one of those games where you create your own character.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay. I like her.
Yeah, she's great.
Who is it?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. Big Eyes.
Big Eyes. Yeah.
Yeah, so Big Eyes looks like a cartoon character,
but not the Big Eyes from you know when I think Big Eyes.
No,
now you say that another Big Eyes.
She's not a known
I've never
Big
seen
Eyes,
her.
So
no.
I don't know
a new Big Eyes.
New, it's a brand new Big Eyes. This
Emma Stone is Big Eyes, right?
Not no.
She has Big Eyes.
No, I'm picturing the
that
chick
that
was in the chess show and that's in it like
yeah,
everything.
She's got
oh, and she's
her.
In
Dune.
Fury.
Yeah, Furiosa.
Yeah.
She's like Big Eyes.
She is
Big Eyes.
Yeah,
huge eyes.
But Baby Billy's in it.
Baby Billy.
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, cool. Good for him. Cool. He's entertaining as fuck.
Yeah, you had mentioned one thing that kind of annoyed you, which was in the beginning of the series. Like, why didn't anyone see that flash? I don't want to get into whatever. But
I mean, yeah, when the first bomb drops, there's only one little girl notices the flash, and she's at like a party. And I'm like, everyone would have turned around at that flash because it's a nuclear bomb being dropped.
Yeah, which is weird. But like the baby Billy thing, which kind of made me go, and I don't know what episode, whenever they showed him, might have been in the second episode. But when the guys kind of came up to his character and they want to talk to him, you know, they resurrect him.
Right.
That's you go like, how the fuck are these guys like? They're just like, you need to be a lot more careful with this thing.
That scene could have gone.
Hell yeah.
That you could have cut that entire scene and the show would not have suffered for it.
And you know who the guy in that was? I think the guy from Bubba Gump.
Bubba
Shrimp.
Hotep?
Oh, was it? Oh, is that him? Mind. Anyway, it just happens to be, you know, the character that was in Forrest Gump.
Will Black dude?
Yeah. Bubble Gump. Don't see him in hardly, at least I hardly see him in anything. He happened to have a good scene in that. Too bad I was critiquing the scene.
Man, how much does he get? He make money? No, he can't make money from that because it's not his character. They don't use his likeness at the restaurant.
The restaurant?
Sure.
No.
That's probably
because that's all just it's yeah. just the,
oh, that's the writer.
Yeah. Yep. Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah. So he talks. He doesn't talk like Bubba Gump in this series.
No. And you know what?
He was almost. It was almost too corny. Like his scene was way too corny. Especially following. What? There's a scene before it that is so serious, and the actors are playing it so straight. And I'm like, man, this is great. And then it goes from them being like, are you going to join the Brotherhood? Are you going to do what it takes? And he's like, yes, sir. It's like, all right, let's go. And then we got to go dig up a guy. Like,
yeah.
Wow, dude, the tonal
it's
shift.
It's just like my character in that Well Wishes movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Was that Hans?
Totally. Hans. It was so different. That's a director issue. The director should have been like, no, hey, guys, tone down the country accent shit.
Yeah.
Shit. We know what this is cutting to. That's not going to work.
The insecure director. I don't want to tell him. I don't like it.
Oh, God.
He was in Forrest Gump. Yeah.
Oh, I'm so fucking starstruck right now.
Yeah. But overall, Fallout's really pretty good.
Thank you to our sponsor, Yahoo Finance. And they allow you to see all of your investment and retirement accounts in one place. Because with Yahoo Finance, you can consolidate your views from multiple accounts into one hub and access the expert analysis you need to tend to your entire portfolio with confidence. Because if you want to grow your portfolio to deal with the rising cost of inflation, to pay off your debt or your mortgage, pretty much anything standing in the way of you and financial freedom, then Yahoo Finance can get you access to the news, data, and tools that you need in order to help you reach that financial freedom. Whether you have a lot of experience investing and you might be looking for extra guidance, or if you don't know anything about it, Yahoo Finance gives you all the tools and data you need in one place. So for comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit the brand behind every great investor, yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
Yeah.
All right.
And man, yeah, what a, like, this is crazy. It's like this video game show movie renaissance we're in. And I think The Last of Us kind of kicked it off because it did it right.
I mean, let's face it though, you know, because like all these regurgitated, recycled ideas that have existed, and with the amount of like good content story wise that has existed in the video game world,
exactly.
Like,
it's there.
Why not tap into
it's like,
it?
Okay, this is an IP it's that perfect. People already know.
Of
we
course.
Can adapt it for the TV.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last of Us was great, and then the Mario movie came along and made like billions of dollars. So now like everyone's kind of tuned in of like, oh shit, there's
and
a lot of good stories.
And who can forget Doom with The Rock?
That was a long time ago.
I know, it was so long ago. What a piece of shit.
That's the thing, they've tried to do video games movies for a long time.
Mortal Kombat.
And it's so rare they actually get it right. Like,
yeah.
The first Mortal Kombat, even like it's okay, but it's trash. The first Mario was abysmal.
Oh my God. That's the shot in this town, by the way.
Shot in Wilmington, North Carolina.
Right here.
John Leguizamo.
What do you think are the good ones?
The good video game movies?
Yeah.
Well, now it's like shows. Like it's The Last of Us.
Yeah, it's all shows.
Yeah, that was good.
And Mario, for what it was good. I mean, it's clearly aimed at children, but of course it is. It's Mario.
Fallout's good so far.
Fallout's good so far, just the style of it and everything. It's like, yeah, we're in this kind of rare moment. We're like, oh, shit, video game movies and shows are
what's the other shooter that they're going to do? The one with the little robot box and
Borderlands. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to be, but that looks interesting.
I haven't seen Halo, but I've heard people say they like it.
I've heard
mixed.
Too,
heard a lot of mixed on that.
Probably depends on how much you like Halo.
Right.
Well, if you like Halo a lot, I kind of have heard.
Oh yeah, because
a little
of
bit more tarn.
You kind of got that review on Dungeons and Dragons. Because I don't play Dungeons
that
and Dragons.
That is a great
movie. Which I finally watched.
And I liked it.
Yeah,
that was a really fun movie.
Yeah. I went in there with really, you know, mediocre expectations.
Me too.
Good trailer. I wasn't like low, but I'm like, all right, let's see how they fuck this one up.
It's funny.
And yeah, all the way through, I was entertained.
Yeah, good characters,
but
good effects.
But if you're like, I've heard people that are really in Dungeons and Dragons, they were kind of upset because they didn't maybe follow certain things.
Which is always going to happen. People that are upset with the Dune movies that are Dune whores, you know what I mean?
Right.
Like, you know, I wish they would have done this with that. But like, if you're making a feature out of like a massive epic book.
It happens, especially like if you read the books or something, then you go in and see the movie, you know, you can be disappointed. That happened to me on The Martian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I had read that book.
Oh,
loved
yeah.
the book.
You got expectations.
Yeah. Exactly.
They didn't meet them.
Oh man, I can't wait to see the movie. And like, yeah, it's like, man, this just doesn't.
Yeah,
vibe is the same as the book did.
I could have swore I don't remember the jokes, but in Dungeons and Dragons, there was at least one or two times I was like, did they see Duralius?
Right.
Like, I don't remember what the gags were.
Oh, you know
but
what?
But, like, I would never rule that out as a possibility for writers and shit.
No,
like, if you're a nerd and you write, like, fans and shit, like, I don't remember what it was. I'd have to rewatch it, but I was like, there's a chance.
Oh yeah, small tiny chance.
Mm-hmm. Chance they
but
saw
but Duralius. I can bring it.
Who the fuck knows?
That fat dragon just—I laughed through the whole thing, man.
That was great.
Yeah,
fat dragon's great.
Chubby dragon.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah,
just a fat dragon.
Yeah, that was a good surprise. There were some good laughs in that.
I know. It was.
Yeah, they better make another one of those because I like those characters.
Mm-hmm.
I assume it did fine.
You would hope so.
Yeah.
Here, we'll see. Oh, did you guys see the trailer for Joker?
I did.
That looks all right.
It actually does.
I was like, damn, okay.
It makes me want to see the first one. I saw
it
yesterday.
So you still haven't seen the first one?
Nope, still haven't. But I would, and I've always kind of considered it, but I wanted to be in the right like frame of mind.
Yeah.
It's not the kind of thing you want to watch like before you go to bed.
It's a depressing
when you're buzzing,
film. I mean,
you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, fuck.
Yeah.
And yeah, the angle of which their relationship seems to, I don't know, inspire what they become, like it just seems like the trailer did. It was an impressive
good
trailer.
It's just a good trailer. It made me intrigued.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
I mean, yeah, Lady Gaga's Harley Quinn. Like, all right, didn't see that coming, but okay.
Yeah,
she's a good actress. She can pull off. She can sing. And I know it's a lot of the movie is supposed to be a musical.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, what have you seen her act in?
I love that.
Wasn't she in that?
Whole Star Is Born.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw that?
No.
Oh, which is really good. It's really good. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she did a great job in that.
So she can sing, she can act, sure.
Otherwise, she
annoys
me.
Make her Harley Quinn. And even in the trailer, I was already endeared to her. Like, you know, I was like, okay, she's going to put a good performance in.
I watched a documentary about her. I forget what it's called, but like a few years back about the old
Saga Gaga.
Yeah. And I might have brought this up before, but she came across a bit of, I don't know, kind of a diva like.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine being in that world, too.
I mean, of course,
A bit of a diva or, like, seemed like
know.
A fucking douche?
Just kind of douchey.
Yeah, a slight douchey.
Yeah. But look at fucking, you see and hear stories about, and not like I know her, but from friends that toured and opened up for Taylor Swift, you know, my Gossin friends that were in Gloriana. Who can and vouch for how sweet she was.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Like, you know, if Taylor Swift can be still nice and not a douche.
I'd have to
like
see your
Gaga
douchey
can too, you know
example.
What I mean?
I know,
we don't know them.
Yes,
but
yeah, I mean, you catch one, you catch somebody in a bad day.
Yeah.
It's like, man, I got time to deal with you right now.
I'll bet Swift's nicer than Gaga.
Nice off.
It's a nice off right
nice
now.
Off. Yeah. No, I'm such a big fan of hers. Like, it doesn't even have to be her
Swift.
Music. I don't know why
Swift.
It's like, I think she's great.
Yeah.
She's going to be fine.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
I'm not worried
she's
anymore.
Good.
I was.
So content warning has been a lot of fun.
Agreed.
What a wonderfully unique game that is in its idea and execution.
The concept's great. I've been thinking about it. I was actually thinking about that earlier. I like that came out. I still prefer Lethal Company.
I think so. I think Lethal Company has the planets, it's got a little bit more engagement with the different planets you can go to. And I feel like you see different monsters.
Yeah.
And it's got the simplicity of just go in and get shit and come back. Content warning, like when you're playing a level, you kind of got to think about it a little bit.
Yeah.
And it's also the level is always the same. There is no other planet you can go to.
Yeah.
I guess as you go, as you make money, which we never do because we suck at it.
Yeah.
But you get to see more shit, crazier levels, crazier shit as you earn money. And like,
I
want to
see some
path.
More shit. The shit that we saw that last time, and I don't know if that video will be out yet.
Oh, yeah.
It might be
it
out.
Should
cage
be.
Monster
yeah.
or something.
That cage
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
That was.
That probably came out last weekend.
Gotcha. That's a fun idea.
Yeah, no, it's
couldn't figure
it
out.
There seem to be
but...
some really cool monsters in there.
Yeah.
But I love, yeah, being able, what a reward, though, for every level you play, being able to watch it back.
Agreed. I'm sick of like... seeing the snail, dude.
Yeah.
A little bit over
but
that
yeah,
one.
We're playing, we're early.
Yeah. I know.
We're early game. Yeah, that's only, the only
you know,
we can play.
What I love about it is the movie, right? So, like, immediately I'm going like, all right, well... It'd be great if we could just make a game, but now the game is called blah 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 film festival, and your goal is to go out into this, you know, virtual kind of wacky world,
yeah,
and make films,
try to create
some,
a narrative, yeah,
yeah, because I mean that is the funnest part of it, and then you know figure out how to make the challenges along the way.
And what's funny is like I don't know how many people go in to make short films like we do in this game, or if they just go film
watched,
the monsters,
yeah,
but. Years ago, when we all got together, and
mm-hmm.
before digital editing,
mm-hmm.
Before it was common that people had their own at home, we had like digital tape cameras.
Yeah,
and we would like do tests to go, how long is it from the time I push the button to it's actually recording?
Yeah, and it was mm-hmm. usually a slight
yeah,
and we would like second delay.
We'd get like a camera and just start counting as soon as we hit it, like
yeah.
one, two,
yeah.
three, four, and then like play the footage
right,
back, and
back,
it goes,
yeah.
and the first it's the first thing you hear, but the first thing you hear is four, like okay. So when I hit record,
yeah.
I'll say when I hit record on
yeah.
four, you act.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
And I would like film Dralis's lines and cut, hit record on Simon. He would wait till four, then deliver his line.
All edited yep. in camera.
In camera
yeah.
editing.
We called One Take Wonders.
Yep.
And
yep.
we shot a bunch of those. And
tons
this is that.
yeah.
This is that.
And you would think that we'd be better at it. God,
yeah, you
we
guys really
so
sucked. Like,
awful.
I was trying to get some shit going.
Well, we
not
have
very
any
good
air.
Direction. Not
yeah,
very good
yeah.
direction
know,
for you.
You
I didn't know
really...
where exactly to walk
to. Maybe
you
come
didn't give
to
me.
Me
a mark. I was
come...
next to you. I was
all
behind
right.
you.
I don't want to start this right now.
Yeah.
I'm not going here.
Also, we didn't time the camera to know.
No, we did not time it. It starts immediately.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
that camera's instant.
And how often I would fucking just be like, I know I have
yelling
to say
action.
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 Yeah.
yeah. yeah.
And, but I've hit it already.
Action. Yeah.
I just go. Oh.
Action first, then hit it.
We're out of training. Like, we haven't done it in a minute.
We're rusty.
So it's not your fault.
We're that's rusty.
Yeah,
that's washed
what,
up.
That's what makes that game so damn fun. It is fun to just like, hey, let's try to make some stupid movie. and then you get to watch it at the end. And you watch it all go to shit because
yeah.
Neebs gets blown up.
And man, the to not get something that you know has got some good shit in it back to the ship.
Oh, yeah. right.
Oh,
yeah.
that's a hit.
Then, yeah. But then you're on the edge of the seat when one person's alive and they're hanging on by a thread
right.
and they're
yeah.
trying to get out with the camera.
Yeah, you're just like, go, get out. Just don't lose your way. I think I was yelling at one of you. I think it might have been Neves. It was the last one left. And like I knew the way out. And I was like, go left. Just damn it, go left.
That
might have
been. Was that the last recording?
Yes.
I think that was Simon.
Might have been, yeah. Well,
yeah.
Well, I think it was you, too. I think it was probably
oh, really?
Both of
us? and you can see how much air is on the back of their tank.
Right. That's wonderful.
Yeah, it's an interesting concept.
Yeah.
Bravo to them for...
Yeah, it's a great idea. And they had, yeah. like, what a great idea, because on April Fool's, they just, like, released the game for free.
Cool.
They're like, it's April Fool's. We're just throwing our game out there. This is content warning. They had 6 million downloads.
Wow.
6 million people gobbled
wow.
that game
damn.
Up.
They were like, I wish I'd have charged like 50 cents or something.
They wouldn't exactly. have gotten the exposure
right.
without doing that. But because they did that and people played it, of course people shared it. It's like, go fuck, you got to see this game. And we're doing it. So
yeah.
they're going to make their money back because people are going to see the videos and everything. They're going to want to play that with their friends because
yeah.
it is a fun fucking game.
Of mm-hmm. course. And we had mods set up. So that we were going to have, I guess, higher quality of a few different
image
things. Lengthening and image
yeah.
and lengthening of the amount of time. Then I guess my computer wouldn't work.
I think the big thing that was going to, outside of a little bit of a graphical upgrade, was the emotes. And they kind of sucked.
The dances?
Yeah, I mean, the emotes, none of us were really, really happy with any of them.
Yeah. I do like better. I like how floppy the characters are.
Yeah. yeah,
like buying the self, but yeah, none of the emotes were like, oh,
they
that's a great emote.
Yeah, none of them.
Yeah.
That could be fixed.
Yeah, I mean, to me, it's the fact that you get to film something, whatever it is, and that's as good as like the environment that they give you. You know, if we can have a game that you could film things and then go and sit down on a stupid little couch and watch it on a little TV screen.
Yeah.
That fucking, that makes it.
Yeah. That's a good idea. Happy to get a couple of those in.
Hell yeah. Planet Crafter. I went over to as Techie's place. She's got an addiction.
She does. She can't quit playing it.
I've seen it at the computer behind mine in here.
That's right. She was playing it here in the office.
She can't hide it.
Yeah. She had it on the side. She was like working, and then Planet Crafter's just running on the side. She'll dip in there. It's like, okay, I got to update, you know, change out my plants.
It says a lot about Planet Crafter, though. Like, yeah, you know what I mean? Talk about.
It was neat watching her screen because it is crazy how different that planet looks when you really start.
Super vibrant.
Mm-hmm. You're playing, you know, trees, butterflies, animals. You're like, God damn, that's awesome. This is cool.
That's cool.
It is cool.
Yeah. No, that's a great game.
Hey, listen, if y'all do want to check out Planet Crafter, go to our video and click on the link.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
let's make this right. work that. For us.
Right. Yeah. Ending on whoring ourselves out.
Well, that's what, yes.
Yeah.
That works out nice. It's the last thing in their mind right now.
Click like that link.
Boom. And thank you for listening. We love you.
We do.
See ya.
Bye.